This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't want to get all highfalutin on you here, but there was a concept in international economics that was real, real hot 5 or 6 years ago, just as things in the United States were going south. Decoupling was the buzzword. The idea that the world's emerging economies no longer needed us. They were doing great, we weren't, and that was going to be the new state of things. Fast forward to today, and the International Monetary Fund says, yeah, not so fast. In its latest review of global growth prospects, the IMF says we, that is the United States, are due for 3% growth, plus or minus, next year. Europe and China, substantially less. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore connects the economic dots.
Compared to many other countries, the U.S. is doing great. Emphasis on compared to.
The U.S. is the one-eyed man in the country of the blind.
Jacob Kierkegaard is senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. 2% growth this year is nothing to brag about, but still.
The U.S. is the only one that seems to be turning in the other direction.
The rising dollar means we can buy more of other countries' goods, which will help some parts of the global economy. On the other hand,
there is a challenge that comes from a U.S. recovery.
Stephen Kaplan is assistant professor of international affairs at George Washington University. When the U.S. was in crisis, investors shifted money to developing economies. Now that the U.S. is back on its feet, the reverse is happening.
It might be more difficult for governments and firms abroad to borrow in an environment where more capital is going to be dedicated to the United States.
Another problem, though the U.S. is pulling ahead, Europe is not.
Europe not growing at all or very slowly is not good for anybody in the world.
Matthew Slaughter teaches at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. Europe altogether has the largest economy in the world. A weak Europe is less likely to import from the U.S. or China, which is slowing down. And Slaughter says its problems, like an 11.5% unemployment rate, run deep.
Even before the crisis, they were already in this no growth in population, slow productivity growth environment.
The IMF says Europe has a 38% chance of slipping into a recession again, double the odds in April. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.